This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the plenary session of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin, China today. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri told media persons in Tianjin that Mr. Modi will outline India's approach to fostering regional cooperation under the SCO umbrella. After his address to the plenary session of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Earlier yesterday, PM Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held wide-ranging talks with a focus on rebuilding the bilateral ties between India and China. Mr. Misri said, in the meeting, Mr. Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations. Foreign Secretary said, Prime Minister Modi conveyed it very clearly to the Chinese president that peace and tranquility at the border is like an insurance policy for India-China ties.
Cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister as a priority. He did underline the fact this is something that impacts both India and China, and that it's important, therefore, that we extend understanding and extend support to each other as both of us combat cross-border terrorism.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will today review the ongoing rescue and relief operations and assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts and floods in Jammu. Mr. Shah will chair a high-level review meeting at Raj Bhavan in Jammu to assess the flood relief measures. During his day-long visit, the Home Minister is scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of flood-affected areas in Jammu and hold meetings with officials at Raj Bhavan, where he will be briefed by the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, senior officials from the Ministry of Home Affairs and the UT administration about the rescue, relief and restoration work so far. The Ministry of Home Affairs has constituted inter-ministerial central teams for Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir to assess the damage caused by heavy rainfall, floods, flash floods, cloudbursts and landslides. In a statement, the ministry said that on the directions of Home Minister Amit Shah, these teams will conduct on-the-spot assessments of the situation and review the relief work carried out by the respective state governments. The central teams will visit the flood and landslide affected districts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. Each team will be led by a senior officer of the level of Joint Secretary, will include senior officers from the ministries and departments of expenditure, agriculture and farmers' welfare, Jal Shakti, power, road transport and highways and rural development. The ministry also informed that it is in regular contact with senior officers and has extended all necessary logistical assistance. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Karnataka and Tamil Nadu beginning today. The president will grace the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the All India Institute of Speech and Hearing at Mysuru today. Tomorrow, she will attend the 120th Foundation Day celebrations of City Union Bank in Chennai. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% in this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to reporters after unveiling the Birsa Munda statue at Bhagwan Birsa Munda Bhavan in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the top economist in the world is saying that Prime Minister Modi is running the Indian economy in the best way. He said to make India self-reliant, it is necessary to promote Make in India and adopt Swadeshi.
भारत में बनी हुई चीजें को इस्तेमाल करना चाहिए मेक इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा देना चाहिए और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना है ये तो प्रधानमंत्री जी पिछले 11 सालों से बार-बार लोगों को अपील कर रहे हैं और हम लोग भी हर जगह यही बोल रहे हैं
The IMD has issued a red color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. And with that we end this news bulletin.